Hello.
Hello, yes, Miss Subscribe. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Miss Subscribe, this is Vic giving you a call back with emergency roadside assistance.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, sir. I'm looking on this ticket. Did you have a another number on your ticket on yesterday?
Yes, but my phone my phone cut off like a couple hours ago, so I'm just using different phone.
Okay, so this the number to reach you at on this ticket? The 678-391-7807. All right.
Yeah.
So I just talked to the provider. He stated that on yesterday he tried to give you a call. He got to the location and we're looking for it. He said that the doors were locked, but I'm thinking that he never went to the location because the address that they have on here, let me see something. Let me see. They have you located at this home address. I'm not sure why. Why? I don't know. Let me see something. Because they have you located at 2353 Cherry Blossom. Let me go back and try and remap you.
So what yeah, I don't even know where that
is. Yeah, I'm going to remap it. Because he said he'll go back out. He wants you to give him a call so he can, let me try and remap it first.
Yeah, because I don't think he went out there because the door shouldn't be locked anyway.
Yeah, that's what I told him. Let me see something. I'm going to remap it, but he did say he'll go back out and pick the vehicle up today. So let me change your phone number. So you want this number. You want this number as your phone number, right?
Yeah.
This is 1 minute, I have to go back through the process. 1 minute, flight. The vehicle is shaking. So the vehicle is shaking. Will it shift into neutral?
Will it shift into neutral? I'm not exactly sure because, I will say this, when I try to crank it up, it won't, mm-hmm. It's just dead, period. So.
Okay, because they have on here that the vehicle is shaking. So it will not start?
Yeah, like before, when I try to get like a little juice to it, mm-hmm. Yes, and then I crank the car up, the car will start rumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. The only time.
All right, and it's a Ford Fusion. Let's see. I don't even think it's a four-wheel drive. This is a rear-wheel drive, front-wheel. I'm going to change this whole ticket. Give me 1 minute. And the keys are on the under the mat on the passenger side.
Right.
On the passenger's mat. And the doors are unlocked.
Yes, they should be on. They should be unlocked. Yes.
And they did read the waiver to you stating that if anything was to happen to the vehicle while waiting on the tow truck provided to arrive, we would not be responsible for it.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, so let me remap this. And I prefer to put you, if you're coming off of 154, you're coming off the 154 exit, right? Merging off?
Yeah.
Okay. So. I prefer to put you over here on 154. I'd rather use one of the gas stations. Addresses, because if he's at the gas station, he can look across the street and see the car from the from off the exit.
Okay, right.
We'll use the gas station address instead, and it's still going to 1612 Hardy Street.
Yes.
Alright, I'm not going to use Malik, and I'm going to give him a call back and give him the new details on the ticket. I did change the number on the ticket, so he'll be able to reach out to it. But he said that you can reach out to him also. Let me see. All right, so let me reach out to him and give him the new details on the ticket, and you'll receive the ETA time of your text messages. You still have his number?
Yes, it should be in the message, yes.
Okay, so you could just reach out to him also once you receive that text message, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. You have a good day.
You too.